This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No, I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Still working on my hockey bracket here. Let me get that all straightened out. Since my basketball bracket went boom, I might as well look at the hockey bracket.
Omaha!
I think they'll win their first-round game. I think they'll be in a regional final.
That's so nice. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, he will make his NCAA hockey prediction later on in the program today when I leave the room. Also coming up on the show today, we're going to be talking with Blair Kirkhoff of the Kansas City Star. A lot has been made. The Big 12 taking some shots. You know what? If West Virginia upsets Kentucky, they won't be taking shots at the Big 12 anymore.
No.
West Virginia and Oklahoma are still in the tournament. Just because Kansas got beat doesn't mean it's the end of the world. But we'll talk with Blair about that and the Sweet 16 and what he saw at Omaha this weekend. And then we will also be catching up with a couple of area coaches. Kathy Mettenbrink from Centura, Girls Hoops, Paul Baronic, Boys Basketball at Ravenna. We've got a lot of coaching news. It's that time of the year where changes are made, and some of them are made, and some of them are coaches that say, hey, I'm going to step down, I'm going to take another job.
I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Yeah.
So we'll talk a little bit about that on the program today as well. So glad you're along with us. The women's Sweet 16 is complete. The men's will continue on Thursday, and it wasn't very exciting last night. There were no upsets. Princeton, the women's team, by the way, didn't bring this up. I don't care what committee you're on. If we've talked about, the UNK volleyball team getting continually, and all the teams in that region getting continually hosed by being in the same region. You know what? The NCAA Women's Basketball Committee should be ashamed of themselves for putting Princeton as an 8 seed. You're telling me that I don't care. They're 30-0 or whatever. They were undefeated.
30-0 coming into the game.
Going into the tournament. Come on. Come on.
That should be worth something.
And Randy, this is a one-year-at-a-time thing, because if Princeton continues to do this, they'll get better seeds. That's what happened to Gonzaga year after year after year after year. They would go in with two or three losses and be an 8 or 9 seed. And now we don't think about that anymore, because they still go in with 2, 3, 4 losses, and they're a 2 seed, 3 seed. They've been a 1 seed now. It can't be over your career. It's supposed to be a yearly deal.
It is, and that's the reason that Kansas was overseeded this year. They were not a 2 seed on the men's side. They weren't a 2 seed. They weren't that good. They're young. They're going to be good next year. Next year they're a 2 or a 1 probably, but this year they really weren't. So there's the other side of that coin, because then you get overvalued when you aren't as good as you should be, and you should, like Wichita State last year, going in undefeated. They should be seeded a little bit higher. They didn't do that for Princeton's women this year. And again, the Ivy League is the Ivy League. But if you haven't lost a single basketball game all season long, you're probably a pretty good basketball team. I mean, what more are you supposed to do to your resume than beat every team that you run up against?
And again, it doesn't matter what sport you are in.
There's way too much credit for history.
Yeah,
and that's what it boils down to.
Pick your favorite sport. We've all had our teams, our individuals. I mean, you're not an undefeated wrestler and get seeded 15th at the national tournament.
Yeah, and again, another thing that drives me nuts when people talk about, well, in the tournament, they're 16-0 as a team in round number one. That what happened 20 years ago when they got their first tournament wins isn't going to have much of an impact on the young men and young women playing today, is it? Not going to have a darn thing to do with it. If you've the same team last year made it to the Sweet 16, and everybody's back, yeah, that means something. Yeah, trust me, that does. But for the most part, your history doesn't mean a whole lot once you roll the basketball out there.
It's like being a former Heisman Trophy winner.
Hey, that drives me nuts. You've either won the damn thing or you haven't. You're not a former Heisman Trophy winner. Reggie Bush is the only former Heisman Trophy winner I can think of because they took the trophy away from him. Everybody else, you've either won it or you haven't. If I wouldn't be a former lottery winner if I won the lottery, but I didn't win it the next week, would I? It wouldn't be a former lottery winner. It'd be a lottery winner.
So if you played football at Nebraska or any, but if you played football at Nebraska, are you a former Husker then?
Probably.
Okay.
Because you're not playing currently.
Yeah.
Husker wide receiver, former Husker wide receiver. Yeah, I can see that. But you're not a former Heisman Trophy winner because you haven't lost the Heisman Trophy. They haven't taken it away from you, have they? You still have it. It's still somewhere.
I have no idea.
Your name's on
it. I don't know where I put
it. To be technical about it, you'd be the 2013 Heisman Trophy winner, 2005 Heisman Trophy winner, whatever. But you're not a former Heisman Trophy winner. You're not. Except Reggie Bush. They took his away.
I heard Randy go nuts on that a couple of days ago, so I just had to work that in there.
And again, there's a difference between postponed and canceled. That's another one of my pet peeves. Former trophy winner canceled.
Today's game is canceled. It'll be made up Friday.
Then it's not canceled.
Exactly.
It's postponed until Friday. It's your language. Speak it fluently.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you'd like to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show today, you can always tweet us. We'd love to hear from you. Our Twitter has been a little quiet here lately. Tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. And, of course, you can always email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Superstation.com. We would love to hear from you. Not necessarily on pet peeves, but.
Hey, we could have that be our topic for the day. What really grinds your gears?
Interesting what Hastings College is doing here. They have Jerry Schmitty that has announced this fall that he was going to be stepping down at the end of the academic year, which is June 30th. And now Hastings College has named Patty Sartorius as their interim athletic director.
She knows a little bit about the program.
Well, she's definitely
been part of a lot of
got a lot of heart and soul there at Hastings College. I mean, not only did she play numerous sports, she coached numerous sports. When I came Kearney, she was UNK's volleyball coach, and of course
had been at Hastings College.
They've run their kids through the Minden school system and have done some good things there. And I'll tell you what, she is going to be.
She's the
interim athletic director. Should I read more into that?
You know what? I'm just looking at her resume, and would she be a pretty good permanent replacement? I think she would. I mean, she's a smart, smart person, you know, and so I think she's ultimately qualified for that position. I don't know if that's what she wants to do. I don't know. Again, I don't want to start a rumor here, but would she be qualified for that? Her as permanent athletic director would make sense to me. That's all I'm saying.
That would be interesting. But again, you've got 3 months now between Jerry Schmitty officially being retired and naming someone. I just find it interesting, unless they've got somebody on the hook a year down the road. I mean, let's face it, we've covered enough of these things, Randy, that this is one of those that kind of sends the bells and the whistles off a little bit.
Well, athletic director is a little bit different than, say, coaching positions, because you know what your coaching season is. You know, you're not going to hire a new football coach in the middle of October. I mean, there is kind of a calendar thing. I don't know exactly if there is a true kind of calendar for athletic directors. I'm just thinking in the past with, say, UNK, this is kind of the over the summer is kind of when you make that transition. So there is a bit of a calendar that you have to sync up your calendar to.
But anyway, Patty Sartorius will be the interim athletic director. President Don Jackson said, quote, having been a scholar athlete and head coach here, Patty understands the role of athletics at Hastings College. I have great confidence in her ability to lead the athletic department and work with Chris Crank, continuing the quote here, our assistant athletic director and head coach of Bronco men's soccer, and our other talented coaching staff and students, end quote. Sartorius is currently the associate vice president for development at Hastings College and now the interim athletic director.
And who knows? Maybe it's, hey, let's have her go out there for 90 days, see how it's going for her, and then take a look at our search at that point. You don't think so?
No. No. If she's interested, she's interested.
I agree.
I probably should pick up the phone and call her.
Yeah. Since we're just starting random rumors here.
So that she can tell me nothing's going on. I'm just helping.
Yeah, I'm just filling in. It is.
That's what
it
she
is.
Does.
It is what it says.
She's a helper.
I am interim.
So there you go. So Hastings College continues to transform the process and go through that process of finding a new athletic director. Also, congratulations to Randy Cordes of York and Del Schoenfisch of Cambridge. Speaking to coaches, many of the folks that have been around the area for any amount of time have done some work with or against or been at the clinics or swap some of the same stories with those two. They are going to go into the National High School Athletic Coaches Association Hall of Fame. The ceremonies are this June in Minnesota.
Yeah, congratulations to them. I mean, Schoenfisch in Cambridge. I grew up in that area, kind of known that name for like forever, you know.
Nebraska baseball will have Cal State Fullerton come in tonight unless they get rained out. Hopefully that doesn't happen. We'll want the rain, but we also want to get the baseball in. So let's see if we can conveniently
schedule. Can't it rain on Wednesdays when there's not a lot of athletic events going on? Can't
baseball
we,
tomorrow
can't we
afternoon.
Schedule this?
Zip it. We got UNK softball at home today and tomorrow against Colorado Christian. Scheduled to start today at 3 at Dryden Park. The Nebraska softball team will be playing a doubleheader today at Iowa. When we come back, we're going to jump in to the Sweet 16, talk with Blair Kirkhoff of the Kansas City Star. Plus, later on in the program, Ravenna's Paul Baronic, Centura High School's Kathy Mettenbrink. Let's keep it right here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Catch all the basketball action at Jersey Sports Bar and Grill. It's basketball madness at its best right now, Jersey style. Come in, catch the games live from every angle with TVs everywhere. Grab lunch and dinner with a cold beer or order your favorite appetizer or wings. It's the next best thing to being courtside, so call your buddies and meet them at Jersey's, where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farming is your livelihood, and we understand that. After all, the companies of Farm Bureau Financial Services were originally founded to serve the unique insurance and financial services needs of farmers. Contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney and learn how they make it simple to help you select the coverage that's right for you today and provide options for the future of your growing operation. Call Rich Peters or Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mostly considerable cloud cover and some isolated showers or thunder showers around the area today with a high at 62. Winds out the south develop at 10 to 20. Tonight with partly cloudy skies, we'll head down to 35. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 39.
Raindrops are falling on my head. And just like the guy who's feet up.
Back at Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hey, a lot of places say they are a sports bar and grill, but no one combines the best of both places like the Kearney Chicken Coop. Stop by and see them for lunch. Daily lunch specials, 11 to 4 every day, including Saturday and Sunday. And don't forget today, get a dollar off any salad, taco salad. Get the chicken salads with crispy chicken or any kind that you want. You have to put the sauces on it. It's a great deal every Tuesday. Or just order off the menu. Of course, they've got great home-style pizzas, burgers, quesadillas, kids' menu. You want steak? They've got it. You just want something light? They've got it as well. It's all there for you at the Kearney Chicken Coop. Stop on in. Watch all of your favorite sporting events, whether it's NCAA basketball, men's, women's, the hockey, baseball with the Huskers playing tonight against Cal State Fullerton. Doesn't matter what it is. They'll have your game on at the Chicken Coop in Kearney. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Tuesday, Doug and Daddy Show, as we are pleased. You know, I was watching basketball down in Omaha this weekend, and I said, we haven't had Blair Kirchhoff, the Kansas City Star, on very often here lately. We need to get Blair on because he was like the smartest man in the building next to Tom Chattel. Blair, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, I know you guys, that's like we all have our little conventions out there. So did you learn anything behind the scenes this past weekend?
You know, you're right. It is like a little, the NCAA tournament sites are like little conventions. I was in Louisville before I came to Omaha, and I had two little conventions going on this past weekend. I'll tell you what I learned. I learned that Omaha needs to have some kind of NCAA event every year, because we know what the support for sports in general and Nebraska and Creighton are, you know, in particular for Omaha. But I just don't, you know, I live in a town that I think does a great job when it comes to hosting events, especially the Big 12 tournament. But it doesn't seem to matter what event is in Omaha, whether it's, you know, national swimming or NCAA volleyball or the NCAA basketball tournament. They just do a fantastic job, and the CenturyLink Center is next to the convention center is just an ideal place. Everybody who covers the event, who participates in the event, just ends up leaving raving about Omaha. So I didn't learn that, but I was reminded of that because I've been there for a few of those events in Omaha.
Well, obviously the event this last weekend that drew the attention, the moment, was the Wichita State-Kansas game. Give us a Kansan perspective about little brother beating up on big brother, or is that overstated?
Well, it depends on how close you are to the game. I think if you're not close to the game, it does look like a little brother, big brother sort of thing that you know, Kansas won't play Wichita State, therefore it's a little brother situation. And I suppose by the sports definition that's true. But I think the closer you are to, you know, to Kansas and to Wichita State, there's a kind of an understanding of why they don't play each other. And Wichita State, even though they don't like it, understands it. And the Kansas fans certainly get why they don't play Wichita State on a regular basis. And although I think that does leave a little bit of a chip on the shoulder for the Wichita State fans and their program, to be honest with you, I think they're outside of Wichita, there won't be bigger fans for the Shockers against Notre Dame and in Cleveland this weekend than Kansas fans. They admire the program. They know exactly what Greg Marshall's all about. And the players even know each other. Some of them played high school together, and they play summer ball together. They do camps together. So it's not like there's not a hatred that there may be if they did play each other every year. There just isn't. So it was, for Wichita State, it was a great victory, statement type of win. For Kansas, a devastating second game NCAA tournament loss for the second straight year. But I don't think there was a sense of great satisfaction because Wichita beat Kansas. I think there is a great satisfaction because Wichita's moving on to the Sweet 16.
Talking with Blair Kirchhoff of the Kansas City Star here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. The reports, obviously, when you've got good things going, are starting to surface about other programs maybe going after Greg Marshall. Is this Alabama thing, does it hold a lot of water?
Well, I have no doubt that Alabama will go after Greg Marshall, but they'll have to get in line. Everybody's going to go after him. Everybody has been going after Greg Marshall since he took his team to the Final Four in 2013. And I don't think, I may be wrong. I do think $3 million is the starting price for someone like Greg Marshall, but I think he's beyond having to take a job for a paycheck. He gets very well compensated in Wichita, not $3 million, but good enough. He said that many times, and he doesn't have to go to a program that is, that is a second banana in it, you know, by far a second banana in its conference. If a Texas opened up, I think he would be the leading candidate for Texas. If Indiana opened up, I think he'd be the leading candidate in Indiana. So I think he's, and I don't know if either one of those will open up this year. And in fact, I don't think Texas will at all, but I just think he's in a position where I'm sure in his mind he's got a handful of places he would leave Wichita for, and I doubt that Alabama's one of them.
It seems to me Wichita State could be a program that reminds me very much of, say, a Gonzaga, because they can be kind of that gem kind of away from everybody else, but they can be, Wichita State could kind of be that gem within the state of Kansas.
Heck, without them in the Midwest.
I agree. We talked about that some over the weekend, and the thing is, Wichita's been to a Final Four, and Gonzaga hasn't. But Gonzaga knocks on the door every year, and we think this is the best Gonzaga team maybe Mark Few's ever had, but he certainly has found happiness at Gonzaga. He's nationally relevant. He can get, we think that's a program that can compete for the Final Four every year. They've been in the NCAA tournament every year for, since 99. Absolutely, that's, Wichita State can be that type of program. The trick for Wichita State is, because of where it's located, can they get the athletes there? It's not going to be a program that gets a lot of one and dones, but can they get enough very good basketball players to have a program so that, you're every year you've got juniors and seniors that are talented players that that can compete at the highest level, and that's what they have this year.
Blair Kirkhoff is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Kansas City Star. Is the Big 12 catching too much heat for a pair of one-point losses by Baylor and by Iowa State?
No, I don't think so. I think the Big 12 deserves the heat. If it's going to brag about being the number one RPI conference, and it did all year long, then you've got to take the heat when you're two of your top four ranked teams in the final AP poll loses three seeds in their first game, and then Kansas, the top ranked team in the poll among Big 12 schools loses in the third round. No, I think the Big 12 deserves the heat that it catches, and the NCAA tournament was an opportunity to validate the rankings for the Big 12, and it hasn't done it. So it's got two teams. There are two teams in the in the Sweet 16 with Oklahoma and West Virginia, but I was thinking, if every school had played to its seed, there'd have been four teams in the Sweet 16. So I think if unless an Oklahoma or West Virginia can get to a Final Four, I think this is a big fail for the Big 12.
Is there a conference where they can sit here and brag? Because it seems like, you got ACC with two teams, Big Ten, Big 12 with a couple of teams each. Who do you kind of see out there you really like in terms of them being able to brag about what they've been able to do?
Well, the ACC's got five. I mean, they've got Duke, Carolina State, Notre Dame, and Louisville. So they're sitting in good shape. Now, two of those were not members before last year, a couple of years ago. But to have three of the four in Tobacco Road to the Sweet 16, that's like only the third time that that's ever happened. And I was really impressed with Louisville beating UNI Sunday night. I thought UNI was ready to make a move and get to the Sweet 16. But so I think if there's, all year long we talked about the top heaviness of the ACC, and the reason that the ACC wasn't ranked any higher was because of bottom teams, Wake Forest, and Boston College this year were just really bad. But, that doesn't matter. If your top teams are winning big games in November and December, then that defines the strength of your conference. And we're seeing now that the ACC was the best league all along.
Blair, what about, obviously we know the task that West Virginia has ahead of them. I don't think a lot of people knew how good their defense really was coming into this tournament, because there aren't a lot of West Virginia basketball fans in this part of the country. And then Oklahoma draws the darlings in Michigan State. Your thoughts on the matchups?
Yeah, it's Press Virginia is what they're calling it now, because of the pressure defense that they play. And Bob Huggins had a great explanation for it the other day. He says they can't shoot, they can't run, they can't rebound, so they got to press. And he's kind of right. I mean, it's a team that doesn't have a lot of, just stellar basketball players, but they've got a lot of really good athletes, and they do get after you defensively. And it's going to be interesting to see how Kentucky handles this. They're, I think that when Kentucky's had close games this year, I think back to the Ole Miss and the Texas A&M games back in January at the beginning of SEC season, the reason those games were close is because the guards, the A&M and the Ole Miss guards outplayed the Harrison twins and Booker and the Kentucky guards. So West Virginia's backcourt is a ferociously defensive unit, and I think that they will have the ability to give Kentucky trouble. Now, having said that, Cincinnati played Kentucky really hard. I was at that game, and Cincinnati's intensity was incredible, and yet it was a 19-point game with 3 minutes to go, and Kentucky just kind of swatted them away. Kentucky wins the game, I feel certain, but West Virginia will make it interesting and give them a good game. You know, as for OU, we'll see. Michigan State and Tom Izzo are such a tournament program. They're so good in the postseason that you just can't. You can never just, no matter what the Michigan State seed is, you can never discount the Spartans. So I'm kind of thinking the road ends for the Big 12 these Friday and Saturday, or Thursday, Friday games.
Break down Wichita State and Notre Dame for me a little bit more. Can the Shockers continue to move on and have a shot maybe at Kentucky?
Well, they can. I mean, the Wichita State team we saw in the second half against Kansas was just phenomenal. Their intensity was ratcheted up pretty good. But I think the thing you have to ask about Wichita is, did they leave it all emotionally in Omaha? Was beating Kansas, is that going to be enough for that program? I think if you're a Wichita State fan, you hope that's not the case, that you just take that talent and apply it to this game. And talent-wise, they do match up. I think the betting line is a pick'em for this game. Wichita doesn't have a player like Jaren Grant, who is, I think, one of the two or three best players in the country this year. Great scorer. But I do think Wichita has a chance to disrupt Notre Dame in a way that they disrupted Kansas. Notre Dame is it's an offensive-minded team. They're a pretty offensive team. And I think Wichita State, we know what their mantra is. It's, play angry. And I think that Wichita can, I think they can have an impact on disrupting what Notre Dame tries to do offensively. So I don't know who I'm going to go with in that game. I got another day to figure it out. But I do think that the key for Wichita is, do they bring the same intensity and emotion to Notre Dame that they had to Kansas?
Where are you headed this weekend, Blair?
I am not heading to a game. I'm going to sit this weekend out and head to the Final Four next week.
Well, that sounds like fun. You get your Royals scouted here. Did everybody just get better because Kansas City is good? Nobody's picking them this year. What's going on?
I know. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I was down at spring training for a couple weeks back in February, and sort of the preseason prognostications were coming out. Everybody had the Royals. Still the Tigers up there. The White Sox improved so much, and Cleveland always gives the Royals fits. So that seems to work well with the Royals. Let them fly under the radar again. And Alex Gordon was the one who said it best. He said, look, we've got all the way to Game 7 of the World Series, and we still haven't won a division. So let them think about that. If it's whatever it takes to get a division this year, that'll get you in the playoffs for sure. I do like the makeup of this team. I know the starting pitching struggling a little bit the last couple weeks in Arizona, but I don't think that's much to worry about. I think they're better at every position on the field. The ones that are returning are just a year older and better. Shields is a big loss, but I think Edison Volquez will be fine. They signed some other starting pitchers. So I think they're going to be better this year, and they were pretty good at the end of last year.
They sent our boy Finnegan down, the kid that pitched in the College World Series and the World Series in the same year. He's going to start in Double-A ball. So we'll keep an eye. It's here before we know it. Blair Kirkhoff, Kansas City star. Blair, thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We won't wait so long to bug you again, okay?
Sounds good, guys.
Hey, take care.
Thanks, Blair.
Blair Kirkhoff, Kansas City star here on ESPN Radio. Glad to have you along with us. Don't forget, you can always listen to the podcast if you're listening to us live online, or you can listen to the podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com.
I'll be honest with you. I kind of have trouble wrapping my head around the idea that both Notre Dame and Louisville are in the ACC now. I mean, honestly, when I looked at it, I looked at the traditional teams in there.
I have to from time to time just grin, because Jimmy Langan still calls it the Pac-10. and who doesn't?
It's changed so much that it is. I just stubbed my toe on that because, Notre Dame, I have my football mind on, right? My football mind being a Nebraskan. Well, they're an independent, but they're not.
What about hockey?
But, Well, hockey is, I understand that's a way different deal.
Have you made any selections yet?
I have some thoughts. I like Omaha in the first round against Harvard, but, man, Kate, I have trouble wrapping my mind around the fact that Minnesota State could be the national champion because they've only been in the tournament four times. This is only their fourth trip in the tournament.
11 former Tri-City Storm players are on teams that are playing in the NCAA tournament. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got some coaching news. We'll talk with Ravenna's Paul Baronic and Centura's Kathy Mettenbrink and a whole lot more coming up.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares. OneRocky.com.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport... done right.
All tires are on sale now at the March into April sale event at all Graham Tire locations. Purchase any four Hankook tires and get two free oil changes. Plus, when you buy any three Goodyear Assurance Comfort Treads or Wrangler SRA tires, you get the fourth tire at half price. And the people you trust for tires are tops in service, too. Save on many popular services for your car or light truck. It's the March into April sale event at Graham Tire, now through Saturday, April 4th. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
The Fellowship of Christian Athletes is proud to announce former Heisman Trophy winner and NFL quarterback Tim Tebow will be at FCA's Football and Faith Night Thursday, April 16th, 7:30 at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Tim's excited to share his story of football and faith with special musical guest Voda. Tickets go on sale March 11th at 10 a.m. at the Heartland Event Center box office through Ticketmaster, online, or at 800-745-3000. FCA's Football and Faith Night with Tim Tebow. Find out more at NebraskaFCA.org.
This year at the Vital Signs Health Fair, check your vision, hearing, height and weight, and dispose of unused medications for free. Today, Amber Alerts, missing or runaway children are a big concern. Keep your child safe by participating in the Mason's Child Identification Program. All children 18 and younger can participate. Families receive a free kit with a picture, video interview, fingerprints, and a DNA swab. All good reasons to attend the Vital Signs Health Fair this weekend at the Adams County Fairgrounds, 7 to 1 each day.
Yeah. Shady. Dr. Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac. They got the new sign up. Saw Andy was bragging about that this morning, so check them out. It's more than signage, but they're happy. They're proud to now be the GMC dealership for Kearney and for Central Nebraska, just adding to the many great dealerships to further service the great customers that they have been taking care of for years and years. And maybe if you have just moved to town or you want to be a first-time customer, they're there for you. Don't forget that right now you can get 0% APR for 72 months on the new 2014 and 2015 Chevy Malibu. The Malibu can get you up to 36 miles per gallon highway with their 2.5-liter engine. So stop in and see the full selection at Midway Chevrolet, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com. Well, just within the last... Well, since basically the weekend, you go to state tournament time, Randy. You know how this is. You hear a lot about what's going to be going on with the end of the year and coaching changes and people moving and athletic directors and retirements, and it's just part of the business.
It is. It is that time that you have to kind of decide what you're going to do with your contract. You have to start looking out there, and if you're going to be moving on, you got to give your athletic director and your principal enough time to find a replacement for you.
And one of those thoughts that we had time and time and time again, or people kept telling us time and time and time again, was that one of our buddies and longtime head coach at Ravenna, Paul Baronic, this would probably be it. I mean, his seniors are graduating, the cupboard's bare, it's time for him to get on his horse and ride out into the sunset. And Paul Baronic joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and you're just not very smart.
Yeah. Well, you get dumber when you don't have players, that's for sure. And you get dumber when, you know, you think you can fix about everything. And those, you know, it's just probably time that I probably just stepped down as the head coach at Ravenna High School. And some things had to happen first. You know, we had to get some hires in and so forth that could be in the thick of things and think about who could be hired for the next head job, and we're getting Blue Jay guys that are kind of getting in there to be either assistants or head coaches, and that's to be played out however the administration looks at. We've got plenty of ample applicants for sure. So
is that the official announcement?
That'll do it. That's about as official as I can get. So, you know, I'm still going to teach. I love teaching art, and, you know, even that's going to be year to year now too, because I've met the mysterious number of 85 that teachers wish for, and it's happened pretty quick, and you can retire when your age is 55 like mine, and I've got 31 years of teaching and coaching, and you're allowed to think about retiring. So but teaching's still in my blood. I still love doing that, but just it's time to step down as head coach at Ravenna.
And how important is it for you to kind of have it be done the Blue Jay way, the next guy coming in?
Well, extremely important, because I was telling everybody it's, you know, 60-40, or it got to 70-30. It was still 80-20, because if the right people aren't hired, then it's just not going to go down. And because it has to be left in hands that I feel comfortable with, or really, I really don't get to make the last say, but at least people get a chance to apply that I think are good candidates, and they are people that have been either through the system or know the system, and that we can feel good. All I know is Ravenna is going to be in good hands as far as coaches.
Paul Baronic joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I have to tell you this, Paul, because normally I wouldn't admit this on the air.
Yeah.
But you do realize the text that you sent me yesterday said something different?
Did it?
Yeah. It says, "I am returning."
Oh, well, that's spell check.
It says, I am returning. And I thought, well, that's good.
Our announcement is we're not making an announcement.
Yeah, that was kind of, I'm not the worst. You're dealing with an art teacher, one. And my fat fingers on this little iPhone that I have always autocorrects me. I'm just glad it said return and not some four-letter word that shouldn't have been on there, because I've done that before too, you know. So, but yeah, no, it's time to walk away and go, and I apologize for getting you all riled up about anything else. And no, it's just something that's kind of weighed on my heart. I guess at the end of the day, when you're looking at it, you know, I have a senior son next year that'll be at UNK, and you know, all my sons have gone through the program with me, so I've been kind of that dad that gets to have their kids around and do the types of things dads wish they can do. And you know, and even on my phone, I got on the back of it, if I can't type correctly, one of my sons got me a picture with all three of my boys. I'm hugging with the state championship medal around them. So I've been blessed beyond belief. You know, God's given me an ability to coach somehow, but fortunately he's given me three sons that are pretty good dudes, and they've allowed their dad to chew on them, spit on them, yell at them, hug at them, cry on them, and all kinds of things. And I've been in a great position that way. But at the end of the day, you know, I've missed Drake's Nebraska experience, UNK experience in some cases, where I've had basketball games. And, you know, maybe it's time for me just to be able to go with my wife somewhere, you know, if I have that chance and I'm not coaching, to do those types of things.
She agreed to that?
She actually did, and that's shocking because, you know, for one, you've seen her, and you know that how in the world did that happen, one, and then two, how do we stay together for 28 years? So, but it's a pretty important part of my life, and we've talked about it, and, she's okay with it, and she wants me to, yeah, maybe drive instead of her now when they go on those long trips.
How much of the timing of this kind of comes down to mathematics in terms of being at the rule of 85, and how much of it is you just don't want to miss that senior year for your last college basketball player?
Right. It is timing, and it's, you know, some things also nudge you along the way, like different things that maybe happen during the year that go, man, maybe it is time, you know, and they're just little things I can always handle them. I'm just saying, it's, you know, if you've been there at a long time at a place, you know, you kind of wear out your welcome. I remember Willie Sorensen standing up and retiring as an old longtime teacher at Ravenna saying, well, I've made everybody happy. Said some people were happy that I came here, some people were happy that I stayed, and now some people will be happy that I'm leaving. So I've made everybody happy, you know, in one way or the other. So, but, you know, the timing of it's extremely important. You know, again, when it's time to go home at the end of the day, it's more about being able to be a father. Oldest son's getting married, and so we don't know how that happened, but he's got a great young lady in Caitlin Peterson, and she's a former UNK basketball player. It's a PA here in Kearney, and so they're looking to go that way. So, you know, maybe it's time to be, you know, father-in-law, you know, dad, whatever, or guy that they can call up and fix their, you know, whatever that I can mess up. I can mess up a lot of things in fixing it up. So, but, you know, maybe it's just, it is the timing of it.
We're talking with Paul Baronic, Ravenna boys basketball coach. Of course, at schools that size, has many duties out there as well. What about, and I guess this is as good a time as any, this comes from Mike, who says, I really enjoyed watching Mr. Baronic. Somebody called you Mr. Baronic. Coach over the years. He's a class coach in person. I will personally miss him. His program at Ravenna has set the standard for Class C basketball. All teams strive to mimic their work ethic and success. Thank you for making basketball a better game. And I guess that's what all coaches try to do. Sometimes coaches are battling without all the pieces to be able to do what you guys were able to do. And when I moved to Ravenna, and you know it, when you took over, Ravenna wasn't winning Class C state championships. They were far from it.
Yeah. Well, I'm the same guy that coached an 1-16 team, 4-16 team. And, you know, before I forget, I want to thank Mike. What nice words. I'll, you know, to send him a, you know, $10 gift certificate to Chamber Bucks at Ravenna or something. And, but, you know, I before it all got going, you know, we were not very good, and I've always joked about the fact that first I had to breed a team, you know, and get a nice-looking young lady who was an athlete too, and but have some friends that went along with him, and it started young, you know. We just changed the culture, and it had to start young with third-grade basketball and fourth-grade basketball and all those types of things, where it takes a lot of time to do that now, and I'm just gotten to the point where that's harder to do, but you know, I had a stake in it as a father, too, and as a coach. So, you know, some of my greatest memories are of basketball. The fun thing about it right now is you talk about coaches, too, and raising the bar and the standards, is we've got a lot of Ravenna alumni that are in the system now. You know, we have Wayne Bach at our school as a former player. James Habe is the head coach at Litchfield. Aaron Habe is the head coach at Arcadia Loup City. And all great guys. Josh Dinez is a assistant coach over at Sandhills-Thedford. Andy Cronin was a coach at Scribner-Snyder and is now at Valentine. And I'm going to forget some people, obviously. Well, Drake's a coach at Holdridge, kind of.
Yeah, you bet. That better come in.
Throw that one in, and then,
I was holding,
you know,
that one in the hopper.
Yeah, you know, and some that might be debatable. Who knows? So, but we've had a lot of guys that go through the line. Dan Bowling's in our system. He's assistant girls, now going to be head football coach in place of Mark Hudson. Adam Mingus is a coach at Broken Bow. John Klosterman, assistant coach at Amherst. And they all, you know, it's funny when you start playing these teams and I start trying to run our backdoor specials and stuff like that, they're all screaming how to defend it. So it's getting kind of annoying, too.
Paul, obviously, game at Bellevue is going to be a strong memory. Games at the state basketball tournament in Lincoln. Outside of those areas, is there a couple of games or two that really kind of are strong memories for you?
Well, obviously, the Bellevue West, always people still talk about it to this this day, and it will be a 10-year anniversary next year, and it doesn't quite even seem that way. But I've got stories of people backing up and down their driveway to try to get Power 99 to come in correctly because that was not great podcasting at the time then, and people waiting outside in the rain for 2.5 hours to get into the game, an overflow of 1,000 people watching on closed circuit in the next gym. You know, I still talk about it to the day with the boys. I dropped them off on a van and said, all right, you're going to get out and you're going to walk across the gym and you're going to go to our locker and you got to walk in front of everybody and go down. And it's already packed and they're getting ready for the girls' game. I said, now get ready. The place is going nuts. They're going to go nuts. And I remember Saibo and Drake and James looking at me like I was an idiot and Kowicki. And they always looked at me anyway that way. So it was nothing different. But it was more idiotic than normal. And I said, they're going to go crazy. Be ready. And they just said, no way. You know, like, and all of a sudden they walk in the gym and the place goes nuts. It's about three quarters for us and maybe 1/8 for Bellevue West. And just what a great environment, a great thing for high school basketball. But it all goes back to a great coach and Doug Woodard who was allowing that to happen. So, you know, there's a lot of different things. You know, I guess some memories are painful, like losing some of our state championship games and losing a semifinal game where we could have been a state champion too. And, you know, sometimes those are memories, but they're still good memories. I guess some of my best memories in coaching is believe it or not, maybe with Langan, is when we got snowed in one time, and Shermer, who was a player at the time, was my assistant coach, and again, another coach for our system, and we had to make spaghetti for Tony, and I and Jim, we all sat there and ate, and we didn't have school the next day, so that, you know, those kind of memories are the fun memories, you know, you don't always go back to the playing types, but I'm not going to miss some of the bus rides, but I do going to miss some of the bus rides, you know, if that makes any sense, so.
Last minute here with Paul Baranek. He's going to step down as Ravenna's boys basketball coach after an incredible run here. Do you know the numbers off the top of your head?
People ask me, and I'm not a numbers guy. My boys aren't numbers guy. They didn't run to the book and see how many points they had. They just knew that they wanted to win. You know, I guess we won more than we lost in our share, and I think it's over 400 and some. So, and numbers are great for people to put in newspapers and, you know, give you plaques for and stuff, but at the end of the day, it's, again, something that we want to do is about building relationships. And I've been, you know, good. The Lord and Savior gave me a chance to come through and do something this way, and I give all the credit to Him. And somehow He made me a steward of young men, and I think sometimes that's just as more important when they come back in the alumni tournament. I see they got families and things like that, and they're still lugging around their bodies. And you know, and it's fun that way for me to see. And, yeah.
Is this the... Is alumni weekend this weekend for you?
You know, my wife runs that.
They keep getting a hold. Why don't you come broadcast the alumni? Like, no.
Yeah, you don't want to.
No,
I don't even want to
hear about it. I don't want to be there.
We got to pay big time money to get refs to even come and do that game. So it's a mess, you know. And now that Drake's team's gotten a little older, but they should be wiser. But it does get a little harder for them to get up and down the court. And then there's, you know, who knows what other teams we have. It's a tough thing to do, so, but I don't like it. It makes my gut hurt, so I usually leave.
I'm going to hog the interview here because I got two more questions I want to ask you. First, back to the Bellevue thing, and because it's timely with Kevin Asher and St. Cecilia, they, from media and fans, there is a team that has the opportunity to do some special things, and Coach Asher, whatever the true situation is, he said, hey, maybe I need to get a hold of Coach Baranek and get the pluses and minuses because a lot of people would like to see them take a shot at Omaha South or
Absolutely.
Somebody of that caliber. What would you tell, and I don't know if you've talked to him, but what would you tell him? What were the positives and negatives?
I would do it because, you know, we think we have some of the best basketball here in central Nebraska, not even just our classification, just central Nebraska, you know. When we played them, I get to see it firsthand. That's the types of teams that we have at Ravenna or had at Ravenna. And when we got to the state caliber type, you know, the undefeated ones. And, you know, you just got to do that stuff. You know, you got to somebody's got to be big enough on one end because it's a no-win situation. And the other person has to be big on the other end and saying, we just got to go and do what we can against them. But our stock went up one summer when we went through the Class A pool at the NBDA team camp where we literally beat Central, Prep, North Star, Southeast with Matt Hill, and you went on and on and on, and we beat them. And so Woodard, you know, they didn't even get to the championship game. But so he's watching from afar and going, boy, these little weasel heads from middle of Nebraska can play. And, you know, maybe he's thinking then, you know. So if there's an opportunity like that, I would jump at it. It was some of the greatest, you know, we wanted to win it bad and we fell short. But it's one of the greatest memories that a lot of people still talk about.
And last question, because most of the time that Paul and I talk, it's after the ball game or at the ball game. And I guess from a personal standpoint, I am curious, how did the cancer, the health, how did that change the way, if at all, you coached, or from pre to during to post?
Immensely. You know, that changed everything and how I approach things. I think sometimes I got a little more fiery, you know, but it allowed me to, you know, at one time they gave me 6 months to live. So, you know, but somehow I'm still here 6+ years later. So they, thank God they misdiagnosed that. But, you know, it did change me. It did, you know, every day was a present. You know, it was the perfect present. And every day was a blessing. And I think people need to look at that. And was I as fiery as ever? Sure, because I was not going to second change anybody as far as my coaching ability. They were going to get Paul Baronic at his best, and that's what I did. I was tough. I am tough. And people that went through our program could play in front of Bellevue West, 4,500 people. People could play in the state championship because they were tough. I made them tough. Our assistants made them tough, and they made themselves tough. You know, and so it did. You know, it opened my eyes in a lot of things, and, you know, family especially, you know, and what great people you have. You know, there was $10,000 raised at a soup supper for me. I didn't think 10 people would go to soup supper for me, you know, and it was really refreshing. And then my good friend Ryan Rathke wore a Team Baronic shirt that we were playing that game when he was at Centura. You know, that's just the kind of love that you have in the profession here that people don't get, you know. And by the way, I love your Ravanna Blue Jay shirt. I know people can't see it on the radio. And also, this room always looks a little bigger on the radio than normal, too. So I just wanted to throw that in.
Well, we'll probably have to run you down as, you know, an analyst when you get really bored with what else you're doing.
Oh, that would be fine. I don't have any problem with that. So,
well, we're going to talk with Kathy Mentbrink here in just another minute. She has done it for 34 years, over 500 wins.
Amazing lady. Amazing job.
And yeah, you guys obviously have been in the same gym.
Well, I admire her from afar, no doubt about it. We used to watch her play at the, we do watch her and her teams, and they're just like a DeMatha video, you know. It's just like, man, it's just so fundamentally just solid, and defense and offense and kids knowing and understanding their roles, and, you know, extremely impressive. And I'm sure I took a lot of notes on how she did things, and I'm not ashamed to say it or whatever. It doesn't matter if it's girls, boys, or whatever. And Jeff Thober was the same way. There are a lot of good girls coaches out there, and she's one of them. There's no doubt about it.
Paul, best of luck on and enjoy your retirement.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, who knows what I'll do? You know, who knows? You know, I'm just sitting around right now, and, you know, if I got that kind of money that the guy from Wichita is getting, somebody wants to throw that out for a high school coach, I might come back out again. I even take, you know, a fraction of that even. I know $3 million is tough for a school. It's hard to even build a school.
It might be a little hard
to make that
work.
I'm for rent, probably. So, but anyway.
I see the Rick Rath path in his future here very soon. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Paul Baronic with us here, and we'll talk with Coach Mentbrink and have more right after this.
The Buzz's Marine Spring Summer Sales Event is going on now. The deals are hot and the inventory is going fast. Take advantage of huge rebates, extended 5-year warranties on Yamaha outboard engines, and register to win prizes. Stop by and see for yourself and experience the summer oasis during Buzz's Spring Sales Event going on now through Saturday. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer, 5th and Central Kearney. Visit buzzesmarine.com for more details.
Back in time, a caveman, his name was Ugg, got tired of gathering nuts and berries, decided that meat was a neat treat.
But mine too.
Ugg was the first human carnivore. Ugg inspired others to try meat. They liked it too. Ugg now serves as the spokes caveman for Carnivore's Meat Supply. Dozens of cuts of fresh beef, pork, chicken, and fish. Early carnivores used to have to knock on cave doors to find meat.
love meat.
All you need to do is head to Carnivore's Meat Supply, west off 281 on Old Potash Highway.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Cretan Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Cretan Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Cretan Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Cretan Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Holden, you haven't moved in hours.
I know. I need to exercise, but I don't have the motivation.
It's not like you have to run 10 miles or do 1,000 push-ups. All it takes is some physical activity. A short walk, a bike ride, or some disc golf.
That's it?
Just 30 minutes a day will add years to your life.
Wow. I can find that much time every day to be active. It might even be kind of fun.
For more information and helpful resources, check out ActivateBuffaloCounty.com, powered by Buffalo County Community Partners and Safe Routes to School.
Danger Football returns to Grand Island for the second home game of the season this Friday night. Presented by Sam's Club, it's Blackout Night. The Danger take on the Iowa Barnstormers. Kickoffs at 7. Get your tickets now at the Heartland Event Center box office, area pump and pantry stores, or on Ticketmaster. The big, bad, and blue coming for you. Nebraska Danger Football. Visit DangerFootball.com for more information. Danger Football, fueled by Pump and Pantry.
Doug and Danny's show, a little long, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Congratulations to UNK's Dylan Schroeder. He's the MIAA Baseball Player of the Week. He only hit 714 this weekend. As UNK,
a paltry 714.
3 of 4 from Pitt State. He had 6 doubles and a home run, knocked in 16 runs, 9 coming in Saturday's first game where he was 3 of 4. And we will talk more about that tomorrow. Damon Day will be co-hosting UNK Baseball Coach tomorrow.
We're swapping. My calendar was running a little fast. It was we swapped days.
So tomorrow's show will be like no other, just like today, and just like our friends at T&L Irrigation System. The 2015 irrigation season fast approaching, so find out why so many growers are moving to T&L's hydrostatically powered pivot irrigation systems. T&L's superior reliability, low maintenance, safety, and the simplicity of T&L's hydraulic design are just a few of the reasons you should have a T&L in your field. So stop by your local T&L dealer for a visit. He'll tell you everything you need to know, answer your questions of everything that you have for him, or you can go online to TLIRR, T&L Irrigation, like no other. And Kathy Mettenbrink, it's a day of coaches. Drew Billiter, by the way, coming in as the new boys basketball coach and athletic director at Loomis, an alum, of course, played on some great teams over there. Also out of the Lou Platt Conference, Terry Trampy is going to step aside as the longtime wrestling coach at Ord, but he's going to stay on as cross country and as a track coach as well. So as we get more and more, we also know, and a lot of this is pending school board approval, but some of this isn't, if you follow the help wanted ads, I guess that's how you find out about a lot of these anymore.
Yeah, generally it's not duties as assigned, which is written in it like every teacher's contract. They generally don't make you do something you really don't want to do. Generally, you don't have that happen.
They never made you do anything you didn't want to do, did they, Coach Mettenbrink? Good morning.
No, they didn't. How are you guys today?
Well, we're doing good, and I'm losing some of my friends in the coaching business here. But, you know, we just had Coach Baronic on, going to step down over there at Ravenna. And as we kind of wrapped up our chat with him, you guys have been in the same gym quite a few times.
Well, that's interesting. The other night at the conference meeting, I kind of told him I was going to go out probably a month and a half ago. And he came up to me at the conference meeting and gave me a big hug and kind of brought a tear to my eyes. And I didn't realize that he was going out also. I mean, he kind of mentioned it, but I didn't really, you know for sure. So congratulations to him.
Kathy, we hear so many times that you have to kind of pick the right time to leave. Why is this the right time for you to hang up the whistle?
Well, this summer my brother passed away in June, and that was tough. And he has 3 kids who are 7, sophomore, and junior. So I decided, you know, my oldest one, Will, is going to be a senior next year at Northwest, and thought it's time to go watch him play basketball on the road. This year it was, you know, in December, he had a few games at home, so I'd leave Centura and go watch him play. But next year I'll be in Lakeview and he'll be in Schuyler or something. So the schedule won't work out next year. So I thought this would be a great opportunity to step out and watch a kid play.
That is always, I think, maybe it's the number one dilemma for anybody that's been in the coaching business long enough. If you've been a parent, your kid's playing ball, and if it's not right there under your nose, whether it's high school or college, it obviously makes it a lot more difficult.
Yeah, it does. You know, I had a couple people text me this year during the games and gave me quarter by quarter why we were playing. And, well, we weren't playing. I guess our boys were playing at that time. But, yeah, it's always nice to watch and be there and see what happens. So, you know, it was a tough decision. I had a hard time with it, but I pretty much decided in June that, you know, I needed to make that choice.
What of coaching kept you in it for so long and makes it so hard to walk away?
Well, you know, I think it's your identity. And, you know, competing is kind of in your blood. You know, I played college football and I played competitive softball, and you know, I just love competing, and I went into coaching, and you know, you just have that passion for the game, and you know, I think that just kept me involved in it all these years. And you know, and I think if you know, I was in a great situation I had outstanding administrators, had a great AD in Bill Brown. You know, he did a super job with the AD job, and you know, and I had a feeder program with Craig Bedura and Leroy Bell in the junior high program that, you know, if you have good coaches in the junior high program and bring them up, that really helps.
Talking with Kathy Mettenbrink here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Tuesday. Centura girls coach Kathy Mettenbrink, 549 wins, qualified for state 11 times, most recently in 2011. They were back-to-back runner-up in 2000 and 2001. They were either the champ or the runner-up in the conference 19 times, won it 9 times, runner-up 10 times. And as all the coaches say, if you've been around long enough and you've had success, the numbers are what the numbers are. But, Coach, can you talk about coaching that stretch that you had from the early 2000s, late 90s to the early 2000s, when you had a lot of the Johansons and all those teammates of hers and were consistently either going to state or playing in district finals? And then you have also had a couple of rebuilding years, but at Centura, rebuilding means instead of being 23-2, you might be 17-6. Difference in knowing that you're the favorite and trying to knock off the favorite?
Well, you know, I think in those years with the Johansons and those kids, you know, we just had great basketball kids. You know, and any coach knows that if you have great kids, you're going to have some success. So, and, you know, I just think at that time, you know, our fan base was excellent. You know, we had a great band when he came in. You know, we got in the conference finals. We had 4 buses of band kids, you know, that supported us. And we could never, ever find a big enough gym to hold a crowd. And, you know, you get that kind of atmosphere, you know. Kids, like, you know, they all had a passion to play basketball, and they loved playing in that type of atmosphere. You know, and I think if you build your program, you know, just want to be a part of it.
Girls basketball overall, you've been in it for 34 years. How has the sport changed in that time?
Oh, you know, I think, you know, with technology, kids don't go out and play by themselves as much as they used to, you know. I think everything has to be structured for kids compared to, you know, back when the Johansson kids played. You know, they went out and shot on their own and did all that kind of stuff. And I don't think kids do that as much as they did back then.
Kathy, just another minute here with Kathy Mettenbrink. We've noticed, and this is not to any particular school or program or level, but there's obviously, and I've talked about it the last 5 years, the divide. There's hardly any middle-of-the-road programs anymore. There's a lot of programs, because of the reason you said, that are struggling to win and be competitive. Any advice? I mean, let's say that you went and took over a program that had won 3 games the last 3 years or something like that. What would be some advice that you would give to an eager young coach that wants to step into something like that?
Well, you know, you just got to pound fundamentals and try and make it fun for kids. And, you know, I guess I really don't know the exact answer for that. But, you know, it takes a lot of hard work to get it done.
What are you gonna? What's gonna happen to the sweater collection?
Well, I don't know what's gonna happen to all my ugly sweaters. You know, everybody always made fun of my ugly sweaters.
What? No, I've been there enough to see. Did you ever get into that? What's the word I'm looking for here, Randy? Where you wore the same sweater at a certain time or for a certain game?
You didn't have any superstitions,
you know,
like that, did you?
That's the word, superstitions.
No, I didn't wear the same. Like, every once in a while, I'd have to look back. If I lost the game, I didn't think I should have. I made sure I didn't wear that sweater again. So maybe I had a little superstition. But, no, I tried to wear a sweater once a year and never tried to wear one twice. So I guess.
That tells you how deep the collection is when you can play 25, 26 games a year.
Exactly.
And we always ask coaches this, Kath, and we ask Paul. I mean, obviously there's the state tournament games. Was there a special couple of moments that has stuck out over this entire career?
You know, it's memories back when Centura played Gibbon Day. You know, they were 1-2 in the state. I remember in the JV games, before the JV game started, the gym would be packed. You know, my JV coach would go, "God, I'm nervous." You know? And then we had a lot of Gibbon, Centura, Kearney Catholic big games and conference. You know, we'd play conference finals one night and then had a snowstorm and play them the next. You know, I think when we took the kids to Orlando, Florida, that was a memory. You know, taking 17-year-olds to Orlando was an experience in itself. So. Anyway, it's been a fun ride.
Well, it's been great covering the games from, my goodness, when my sister was playing against Centura to covering Centura games, whether I was from that. That's the one thing about Centura. I covered them before I ever came to Kearney, so we've been doing those games for a long time. Coach, best of luck, and I'll leave you with something off topic here because you are a Hastings College alum. What do you think? Are you in the running over there? Is Satorius going to take things over? What's going on?
I don't think I'm in the running, though. Yeah, she told me that. I went to her daughter's shower the other day, and she was telling me that. So that's a good deal.
Well, Kathy, yeah. We will we'll see you along the road somewhere, okay?
Okay, thanks, Doug, for all your coverage.